Previously on Do or Dice.
Overhead, you can kind of see through the canopy. You hear a large humming sound as what looks to be a massive ship flying over your head.
We made it.
Surprise!
Oh, and we didn't see you yesterday. We feared for your lives. I guess there's much for us to discuss.
You lied to us, and now she's gone, and that's your fault.
Do you still hold the keys for the spire that is here? Specifically for the arch?
No, I do not.
For being the guardian, for being someone whose fucking existence is to do one thing, you really fucking suck at it!
Is there a similar altar here for Arteo as there was in Westspring?
I believe so. Brother Aaron would be the one to ask about that. Why do you ask?
I'm still trying to fix this forest, this problem. It's growing wider, I fear.
I know none of you trust me, but if you need anything, I will do what I can. The room directly above has a balcony overlooking the front. It's yours if you all need it.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
Guys have pretty much finished up at Williams.
I'm going out to my cart to check on my wares and sew some new robes out of the old robes. Also wash the old robes as well.
I'm going to go see Master Alwyn.
Would you have made that known? Or are you just going to sneak off?
I'd probably say I'm going to go see him. So whatever you interpret that to be. I mean, whether or not I'm wanting you to actually come, if that's what you're wondering, might have been hinted at. Like, don't come.
John, would might I have realized been. That there was like a side eye from Master Alwyn to Jerry on our last conversation? Am I aware that there's a problem with the Great Cloak, essentially?
Yes, you would be very aware of that.
Okay. As Jerry mentions that he's going to go off and see him, I'm just going to walk up to you and say, I'll tag along just to make sure that there's no issues.
All right. It's by Goshen, so he's not that shifty.
Speaking of Goshen, what are you up to, Goshen?
Well, I'm going to hang out with Bo, I think, at the bar and maybe eat some peanuts or something.
Just two wild and crazy dudes.
I really want to go outside, check it out, because I don't normally get the chance to do it. But at the same time, I'm too bit afraid of it all. So I'm just, I'm kind of in two minds. I'm going to sit at the bar for now and see how outside looks after I've sort of pondered it for a few minutes.
See how it looks at the bottom of the pint glass?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we will start with Talmor. Your cart is seems a little bit of wear. It's been outside for a little bit, but it's been protected from the elements. There's just a little bit dusty. It's, outdoorsy right now.
Okay. Check the kind of where I store my stuff. Is there still, everything? Nothing was stolen or anything like that?
No, nothing was tampered with. It. Apparently, anything that might have happened, if anything would have happened, William probably would have stopped it. So okay. Everything was pretty well taken care of.
I'm going to get into my stuff, and I assume since I travel and whatnot, I'm going to have some kind of wash bucket with some materials to like wash my clothes and stuff like that. Just like regular traveling gear.
Yeah.
When I get that out and fill it kind of with water from like the trough nearby and start cleaning the gray cloaks that I grave robbed.
Nope.
down in the tower. And I'm going to start working on those, just kind of like venting my anger, kind of clean them, and then start laying them out to sew them up and make them into a cool new team outfit.
Gosha, next spoon you see, can you steal that? And then we can start a band with that washboard.
Sounds perfect.
When I'm cleaning windows.
There's a well... You know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Thing with the pump.
Yes. Yeah. A well pump. So you could get, you know, slightly stagnant water or something a little bit fresher. So
I'll go with the fresh stuff.
Give me that good stuff.
Give me that good water. And I'm going to do that. And pretty much you said they were all like normal human size. So for
correct
three of us, I mean, I might have to make a couple alterations for Ordox. In the shoulders and in the chest region, because he's a beefy boy.
I mean, you can make as many alterations as you want, big guy.
You're gonna wear it. I will knock you out.
It was lucky I picked another 3-foot character, wasn't it? Otherwise, we wouldn't have had enough. Because you wouldn't have been able to make yours big enough without cutting my one down.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to make one, stitch the two together to make one large enough for me and small enough for a small person.
For Nim.
But I'm, well, yeah,
you're
for
crying.
Nim. Because I was going to say, I'm going to really ponder on the fact of whether we should, you know, I should give it to this new guy or just make it symbolically for Nim and keep it for myself.
Like a creepy shrine for Nim in the back of your car.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm gonna make it regardless, just in case. He has to earn it, but I'm gonna. He has some pretty small shoes to fill, and small meaning big, but also small because they're, you know, small
tiny
in stature. So yeah, I'm just gonna be doing that, and you know, sewing angrily.
We'll come back to your angry sewing here shortly.
Talking about shoes, though, I'm only 3 feet tall, but I'm a size 9 feet.
Jesus. You know what they say about people with big feet, right?
They wear big socks.
Thank you.
And they got huge dicks. Is that what you're going for, John? Were you trying to make a dick joke?
I was making a shoe joke. Ordok got it. Damn it, Talmor.
7 minutes in and we're going straight to the gutter.
This is a family show.
You gotta say, this is a fucking family show, guys.
Goddamn motherfucking family show. You pieces of shit.
So, Jerry and Ordok.
We're off to see the wizard.
You guys. Except there's no yellow brick road here. It's
oh,
more,
we'll make one.
As you guys are still noticing the large collection of gray cloaks and a few shield members. Their airship is still docked near the tower, anchored down to the ground. It's still kind of floating, kind of just stagnant in the air. They let you through the front doors to the tower, no issues at all. And you will notice that there's a few other people in here. One is the dwarf Galatum that you met earlier. And Alwind is in the back with maybe two or three other not gray-cloaked individuals, but, like, robed individuals.
I'm just going to lean over to Jerry and just be like, I'll leave you to your business, but if there's any issues, just, you know, panic scream for me.
I'm pretty sure if there are any issues, I'm dead. I'm going to politely wait for him to finish discussing whatever he's discussing with the robe guys. So I'm a good country boy.
After maybe about a few minutes are going to pass, and he's going to see you out of the corner of his eye and rapidly end his conversation. The road figures kind of have, you know, a few hoods up, and you can kind of tell that they have no weapons on them. One of them, however, does have a kind of a gnarled looking staff. But they're kind of going to walk away. You can't quite make out through their hushed voices what they're talking about. But then Alwyn's going to turn to you.
Jerry, I am glad you came back so soon.
Yes, sir. I gotta say, there's been quite a bit of... I'm nervous. I'm really paranoid. Please help me. I think they're gonna kill me. I'm certain I'm gonna die.
His face is actually going to look a little grim.
That's why I'm glad you came back so quickly. Come with me.
And he's gonna kind of motion back behind kind of like a small little alcove out of the direct view of anybody in this main chamber.
I'm gonna straight up play guard, so I'm gonna like walk over and just sort of lean against the wall. I'm out of earshot. I don't really have any reason to need to hear this, but just to like keep my head on the swivel.
Casually tying your laces, like, or lace.
Once we got your message about the drakes, we sent word for the shield. I did not think the Grey Cloaks would come with them. But that caused a few other issues.
Like what?
You're aware of the building across from William's Inn, correct?
It was, it was some kind of mage library or...
It belonged to me. It was a training ground of sorts. It was a mage guild, for lack of better terms. I would teach those with talent and train them to use their abilities so that they would not suffer from them. There are many in this town who fear those of us with the arcane skill. And it was burned. I should have, but I did not report it to the Grey Cloaks of Ironclad. I did to the ones here, but didn't want things to get out of hand. Apparently, I should have made it a little more well known. There are those here that are fearful. It seems that now the Grey Cloaks are looking into it, and they are scanning the area for those with abilities. You know of the law, right?
Yeah, and we talked before about maybe becoming like a legal mage.
You would have to be bound to a house. That's the only way you could operate in the open.
Didn't Lord Skarn say something about maybe he would host me, or?
He did. If you are interested, he has offered to petition for you becoming a bound mage of his household.
So is that a bit like a shogun and his kind of samurais?
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of tired of hiding and being worried that somebody's going to find me or kill me. And I think I'm willing to take up that offer.
He's going to nod.
I believe this is in your best interest.
He's kind of going to motion to himself.
There are those in Lord Skarn's household who can help you in your training. It's not so terrible there.
And he's kind of going to have a little kind of smirk on his face.
Can I insight check him? Like, see if he's telling
me. Oh, he's, yeah. No, he's pretty much making a joke because okay. He's bound. He's bound to Lord Skarn's household as well.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I kind of want to make sure. He's going to magically haze me before I can join the house.
Give me a few hours. I will talk to Lord Skarn. You and your comrades staying at the Blunted Tip still?
Yeah, I think we will be. Maybe not Talmor. He was pretty upset with William.
I could see how there could be some issues there.
So you know about William?
To some degree, yes. I'm aware of what he is. His purpose and this tower he has kept from me. Especially the knowledge of the tower in West Spring. I do wish he would have made that a little more well known to at least a few of us.
So basically everyone knew except from us.
Yeah, they're all in cahoots. Fucking start shaking people. Let's go.
I mean, we already took down one town. What's another?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's burn it to the ground. Raise this shit.
Salt the earth.
Well, do you want to hear about everything that was in there?
He says giddily.
He's kind of going to look around.
I have wanted nothing more.
All right. I'll tell you.
Learn what was in that.
He just got a huge old man boner.
The hazing begins.
And I spill all about the magical stuff that we found in there.
How much detail do you go into?
Go into detail on the magical crystals, the gate. I'll tell them about the gate. And the ley lines and how the gate, I think, worked with the ley lines. I'll tell them about... I think the only thing I really won't tell them about is the egg in the journal.
Okay. Got to keep that to yourself?
Yeah, I'm still really sketchy about this egg.
His eyes are going to get like four sizes bigger. And he's just going to stand and just listen to every word you have to say about all of this. And you kind of see like... multiple gears are running in his head, and he's just excited as all hell. You can see he's not quite sure where to begin.
Once you are a fellow member of the house, there are things I can share with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's all starting to make sense now. Give me a few hours. There. Books. I have books I must share with you.
Yes, I like books.
Excellent. Excellent. If I don't come back to you in, say, 2 hours, come back here. But for the time being, stay low. You know the swords the Grey Cloaks carry?
I've seen them. I don't really know much about them.
Stay away from them if possible. If one is drawn upon you, keep your distance.
I was already going to do that.
They can slice through magical enchantments. They can dispel practically anything.
Like my rock hand?
Yes.
Or like some mage armor?
It can slice through it like it's nothing.
What about illusions? Well, I mean, I guess most swords could slice through illusions. Actually, that's kind of a dumb question.
He's just going to nod solemnly.
Keep going. Reel off like all of your spells.
Let me just go.
What about that snowball one?
Can I cut my snowball?
Better.
What class would you say those guys are if you had to?
Class badass.
Definitely probably a fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, things here and there.
Are they transmage hunters?
I don't know.
They're mage slayers, by the way. Mage slayers.
So let's move over to Bo and Goshen.
We're at the bar, yeah?
You're at the bar. Everyone has kind of dispersed from you. This is probably like right after Ordok and Jerry left the inn.
What are you doing a couple years ago? What is life for Bo like?
Oh, well, you know, basically I get up, have a little wash in my I've got a little water tank, and have a sit down, have some breakfast with my furry goat, and we talk about, you know, life, things around us, things that we've experienced over the last couple of days. We ruminate on it, meditate, and you know, what it might all mean, and then just sort of go about our days. I have to go hunting sometimes, collect the odds and ends and that.
I do think it's for a vegetarian. I don't know why.
Oh, me? No, I'll eat anything, I will. Anything I can get my hands on. Well, not anything, but, you know, when times are hard, I've eaten some pretty strange things, I suppose. Anyway, move on, quick.
Right. Okay, yes. So, you don't get out to town as much?
Oh, no, not me. I don't like it, rightly. It's too many people, and I've been on the outskirts of this place, Broomwood, for ages. Tried to come in once or twice, and people didn't seem to much like me. So I found it hard, and I just thought I was better off by myself. Well, not by myself. I say by myself, but I've always had, you know, my little furry friends. So, you know, and people come and go all the time. That's the thing. That's the good thing. It's like transient life, you know. People come and go, travellers and whatnot. Being like the only place in the woods, they often stay with me, sometimes for months, sometimes not even for minutes. What about you, Goshen? Where are you from?
Let's shake my head a little bit. I'm sorry, yes. I'm from the kingdom to the south, actually.
Kingdom? What do you mean, kingdom to the south? What does that mean? Like another big place?
Yeah, a big place, big, massive land. Big mountains, deserts, things like that.
What was you doing there then?
I was training.
Training for what?
To be a cartographer and a monk.
A carty what?
To make maps.
Oh, okay. What, do you like maps, do you?
I do.
What is it about maps that you like? Just looking at them and that?
I like seeing how they change over long periods of time. How a map that I make of the same area as, say, someone who came 200 years before me is so similar yet slightly different.
Hang on a minute. You can make drawings that change?
Oh, no, I couldn't. It's called Jerry, probably.
Well, what do you mean they change?
You make the same drawing again and again using what you see around you. And every time it comes out a little bit different, as long as you allow enough time to pass between each drawing.
Hang on a minute. You do that all... And I thought my life was slow. You draw the same thing again and again, and it changes slightly each time. A bit like a flip book.
Yeah.
I used to make them.
Oh, yeah, sort of like a flip book. Do you drink?
Do I drink?
Yeah.
Like water?
I was thinking something a bit stronger. I haven't drank before, but I feel adventurous today.
So you use funny words. Stronger, it's a liquid. How can a liquid be strong?
I'll show you. Is William around?
Hey, William is around.
William?
Oi.
Do you have anything to drink? Mead, ale, anything of that nature?
I have all of those.
It's a bar.
You're literally looking at whiskey on the back of the bar. Do you have anything to drink, good sir? Nope.
I would like 2 cups of meat.
Fantastic. He's gonna go, you know, off to the side. He's got a little barrel tapped, and he's just gonna get 2 glasses, pour a little bit of mead.
Have you got a bowl of water for my friend here?
William's going to look side to side.
I'm also looking around.
And look.
Who?
My friend. He don't need much, but he just, you know, a bowl of water. It's warm out. It's probably good to give him something to, just in case.
Sure.
Thank you. That's very kind. You don't mind animals in here then?
He's going to keep looking around. No?
That's very kind of you. Thank you very much, William.
He's going to nod slowly, put down the 2 meads, and get just a nice shallow bowl and just put a little bit of water from a pitcher in it and just set it on the bar next to you.
I watched that bowl like a fucking hawk. I want to see if that water goes away.
You can't get it up there. And I'm going to pop it down on the floor next to my stool.
He's going to be looking at you, Goshen.
Start a tab or just buy the
key? Yeah, let's start a tab.
Fantastic. And you can see he's going to bring like a little bit of parchment over and just write down two meads.
What happens when a monk breaks his oath? Because I know I get all sorts of fucked up if I do.
I don't know. Let's find that together, shall we? Experimentation. Cheers, Bob.
Cheers, Goshen. So, tell me, what's with your skin? Because I got blue skin, you got blue skin. What's that all about? Are they all like that down south?
No, there are more of us down there than there are here, but it's still not incredibly common. You see, I'm a race called Genasi. My people are descended from genies, more or less.
Genies?
Quite proud of them. Yeah.
Blimey. Do you live in a lamp?
No, but I could. I can hold my breath forever. It's very cool.
You can do what?
Mm-hmm. I'm so proud
with. Again. I like that.
Yeah.
Are you alive?
I suppose so. I never really thought to ask.
You just gave him an existential crisis.
Checking for a pulse. Like, yes. I believe I am alive. Yes.
So how do you think we know we're alive? Because if you don't have to breathe, what makes just one alive? Because of basic functions like breathing, heart beating. I mean, have you got art?
I do have a heart. I never thought about that.
We're going to walk back in and Goshen's just sobbing.
I never thought where the air comes from. I know there's air in my lungs. I can feel it. What is it? I'm going to try the meat. That's the mead.
It is a very sweet honey mead. And there you can kind of taste that there's maybe a little bit of fruit in there. It's got a little bit of a cherry aftertaste. It's a rich kind of pink color.
This is delicious. I drink it all in the next drink.
So you put down your empty mug. William's gonna just look at you.
I nod vigorously.
And he'll go and he'll fill it up again, slap it down, and just make a little mark on a pad next to him.
So you mentioned you do tricks.
Yeah, what? I like tricks. Do you like tricks?
I saw the trick with the grass. That was interesting.
That was just a little trick for those lot, you know, because they were being a bit pushy, weren't they?
They do that sometimes. They're good people. They mean, I think.
Yeah?
I'm actually not sure about that, but they've been good to me, so it's okay.
Oh, well, they seem nice to me as well, because when I said I didn't want to come into town and that big fella, Talmor, he was quite friendly. Not sure about that one with one leg. He's a bit moody. Plus, you know, he was sort of asking me all these weird questions about my goat friend. I thought that was a bit off colour.
I checked the bowl of water quickly as soon as he says go.
Do you like him? He's quite nice. He's quite friendly. You can touch him if you like. I mean, not touch him, just like give him a pat. Nothing weird.
Okay.
He won't bite you.
I had the air about 2.5 feet above the ball.
What are you doing? What are you playing around? He's on this side.
Oh, sorry, Ed. Yeah, okay. Here? This point to the spot on the other side of the
wall.
This side.
John, what happens?
Good goat.
I'm so curious to find out what happens. What happens?
You don't quite feel anything. The drink is... You've never had alcohol before. So it has... quickly hit your system, especially because you have not had anything to eat.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just like randomly patting around. You don't quite feel anything.
Good coach.
So tell me about, you know, what else was you training for then, apart from these maps that you were drawing every day, the same old things? Because that don't sound like much of a life.
We train in martial arts. And
none. So you like punch things and stuff?
Yes. I can punch many things. I can punch a ghost.
So you've got tricks as well then?
I suppose so.
I'm a big fan of tricks. I'd like to see, you know, that fella in your lot that hangs out with you. He looks like he's got a lot. He looks like he's got a lot of tricks.
He is a very interesting fellow. Most of the people that I know in the South can't do that. The few that can were very well. Very, very, very revered and respected. William! Anymore.
I should go to the South. People might be more friendly down there if they see my tricks.
Perhaps. I saw the one with the vines. I've seen someone do something like that. It was familiar.
Well, I tend to scare people away, so maybe I should make my way down South.
I also scare people away. I feel you.
Really? What makes you scary? You don't look scary to me. You're just a big fluffy blue guy. I mean, it's questionable if you're alive or not, which makes me a little bit worried.
People fear what they do not understand. And not again.
It's very true. I like that. I don't understand much, to be honest, and I'm scared of everything.
So at this point, William's going to come up, see, Bo, how much have you drank?
Oh, all of it.
He's just going to look at you, Bo, and just have a little, like his eyebrows raised a little bit, like, more?
That'd be lovely, William. Thank you very much. Is this what they call strong?
He's going to look at it and just kind of smile a little bit. Sure.
I mean, I've had drinks like this before with people that have passed by once or twice, but not very often. It tastes a bit funny. It's a bit peachy, isn't it? It's a bit fruity.
He's going to look a little questioning, but yeah. Oh, it's a sweet.
Why aren't you drinking, William?
Because I'm walking.
Yeah, but that don't stop me. I mean, I don't rightly work. It depends what you call work, really. I mean, this don't look like work, to be honest.
Just gonna nod.
Standing around listening to us natter on about things in life or not. Have you got anything to do around here?
He's just going
to
nod sometimes.
So what do you do then? Tell me about your life.
He's going to, as he's talking, he's going to kind of get a few more drinks set up. He's going to completely turn his back as he's talking and pouring Goshen's drink. What Goshen doesn't realize is this is half water, half mead.
Probably fair.
He's going to turn back completely, put it in front of Goshen.
Well, I've been running this inn for a good number of years now. My wife and I cook. And we try to live a quiet life.
I live a quiet life. I like quiet life. I don't really like it. That's why I'm still here in this bar, because I don't want to go out there with all them people. People don't really like me, William.
I think you're a fine sort, Bo.
Well, that's very kind. I like you too.
I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about this week's sponsor, Studio Headphones. They're a Swedish company based out of Stockholm, creating amazing audio devices. With high-quality materials and a sleek, minimalistic design, they're not only comfortable and sound great, but look great too. I use the Regent Bluetooth over-ear headphones as my daily drivers, and I can't be more happy with them. I listen to almost exclusively podcasts, and the clarity and sharpness you get from them just can't be beat by any other Bluetooth headphones I've used. Right now, as part of our sponsorship with Studio, we are able to offer our listeners a 15% off discount on any order, as well as free worldwide shipping with Studio by using the code DICE at checkout. If you get a pair, let us know what you think, and as always, thank you all, and thanks Studio for sponsoring the show. This week's episode is brought to you in part by Easy Roller Dice. They are a great customer-focused tabletop gaming company specializing in products from gamers, educators, and all other professions. They have a full collection of beautifully crafted dice, as well as a whole inventory of great gaming materials to suit your every gaming need. Go on over to their website and check out their full list of amazing products, and while you're there, add something to your cart, because our listeners are receiving a special 15% off discount code when you enter DDP15 at checkout. That's DDP as in Do or Dice Podcast 15 at checkout to receive 15% off your entire order. So, as always, thanks a bunch to Easy Roller Dice, and thanks to you guys for listening, and enjoy the rest of the episode.
Let's check in with Talmor and his sewing. So, you've been washing for a little bit now. The color hasn't changed at all. You kind of got a little bit of the, not mildew smell, but a little bit of like musty kind of smell from them being wrapped around dead bodies for so long.
Right, right.
Have you started altering two of them for a taller, shorter one?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do first. I'm going to, lay out the plans and start kind of cutting it, start sewing.
Can you give me a survival check with advantage?
Yep.
Is this going to go like Doctor Strange and reaches out and chokes you?
It's a 17.
So you do this flawlessly. You got a nice pair of sharp shears that you managed to, you know, check beforehand, slide right through this. As you're altering and kind of sewing, you're noticing that as you stitch this cloak together, that the seam starts to vanish.
Like the, where I'm sewing it together, behind where I'm sewing it, starts to vanish. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Doesn't this make it like magic armor?
You know, with like we had discussed before, since I have like I'm carrying around a bunch of minor magical items, I don't think this would really surprise me. Other than like, oh shit, that's cool. That's every seamstress's dream. No seams. Okay, yeah, I'll just keep going. Actually, I'll be like, hello. Gray Cloaks, are you alive?
Nothing happens.
All right, I'm gonna keep sewing on you. If you protest, just tell me to stop. If not, I'm just gonna keep going. Thank you. Have a nice day.
It takes not long for you to finish altering the cloak. And at the end, you can't even see where you added the fabric to.
People are going to think I'm so good. First thing, I'm just going to whip it on.
It fits well. At first, you kind of feel a little bit of excess room in the shoulders. But then as you kind of like turn and tilt back and forth, it fits you snugly. Not too bit much, but it fits like it was altered to you. You're like, oh, this is just how good I am.
I was going to say, it's like a fine Italian suit.
It is.
Nice and slim.
You can see the buckles, now that you're getting like a nice close-up view of it. It's got wooden buckles, very soft material, but it's strong.
The guys are going to love these.
They bear no insignia, no crest. It's just a dark charcoal cloak.
I want to see if I'm smart enough to come up with like a logo really quick to embroider on this.
How about like a dragon that's made of like a D20 and like a sword? How about that?
Oh yeah, no, that looks cool. Yeah, that'd be nice. What I'm gonna do is a tower that looks like the West Spring Tower. Mm-hmm. because that's, you know, where we all kind of came together in our last mission. And then something similar to our logo. But I'll have a sword in there, you know, for whoever, and then like the bow for Nim, and then the kind of dragon wings, because I'm sure it's justified, but it's going to look similar to our logo just on the top of this tower, like on a white on the tower. So I'm going to embroider that on all like the right chest area.
All right. This is going to take you a while to do.
That's fine. I'm not doing anything else today. I'm sewing all my sadness away.
Rage sewing.
As you're embroidering this, you'll notice William's wife is going to kind of just stick her head out from around the corner.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
I wanted to apologize.
For what?
I know how hard it is to lose some.
I'm sure everybody does, but it's less of the losing him and more the reason why we lost him.
Believe me, I'm quite aware.
Did William stab you in the back too?
No, but I was not aware of his true nature. And because of that is how we lost our second-born son.
Oh, now I kind of feel like a dick for being mean.
Do you actually say that out loud? Oh, no filter.
How'd you lose him?
Not all of the Fae are kind and benevolent. There are darker aspects to some of them. They wanted information and thought torturing our son would be a way to get it.
How old was he?
He was 14 at the time.
Oh, God.
Doesn't this mean that William's got a first son?
Yeah, I guess it would.
So where's he? Sorry.
I'm going to go up and I'm going to give her a hug. And I apologize for my outburst in the bar early. It's been a long week.
Oh yeah, I cleared the bar. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's fine. I know where your rage comes from. I have felt it myself.
Do you know who did it to your son?
I do, yes.
Well, give me his name and I won't stop until he's dead.
She'll kind of smile sadly.
You have enough vendettas on your plate. Don't worry about mine.
Oh, sweetie, there's always room for one more. I insist. I will. You have done much for me in the years that I've known you. Let me repay you the kindness by avenging your son's death.
Her name was Duskthorn.
Does that sound familiar at all whatsoever?
No, not in the slightest.
Okay.
I'm beginning to think that Talmor was pretending to be nice just to justify his mass murder spree.
Shh. You said that was Duskclaw or Dusk? What was it?
Duskthorn.
Duskthorn. If that was your second son, where's your first? William never said anything about a firstborn.
It's hard to explain. When a fae and a mortal have offspring, eventually they are given a choice. They choose to take the mortal path, or they can walk with the Fae. Children like that are known as changelings. Our son chose the Fae path. I do not know where he is.
So he just left you guys?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Dick move.
Yeah, but being a changeling, you would, wouldn't you?
That's true. I'm sorry.
You have no reason to be sorry, my dear. This is not because of you.
Well,
what's his name and I'll kill him.
It's sometimes hard to remember that other people have suffered too when you yourself are grieving or going through a hard time, and that's something I tend to forget and let my own issues kind of take the front seat on a lot of things. So I am sorry.
Again, no need, my dear. Oh, and she's kind of going to start to turn and walk back into the inn, but she's going to kind of turn her head back a little bit. That cloak suits you.
Oh, thank you.
And she's going to head back inside.
I love that lady. I'm going to get working on the other ones. Less angry.
Less angry.
Yeah. Just start making the alterations for Ordok. And then that should be good.
All right. Speaking of Ordok, let's head back to Jerry and Ordok. After Alwyn has kind of left you in the main chamber, would you guys hang around for a little bit or kind of head back to the inn?
Ordok. So I need to talk to him again in a couple hours. We got to lay low. Like real low.
Where would you like to head?
I don't care. I was wondering if you had anywhere you wanted to go. As long as it's away from the GCs.
Incognito. The only thing that I know we need to do is speak with Galtim. But there could be the GCs in that ship as well. So maybe we should come back later.
What does GC stand for?
You know.
Great clothes. Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
The popo.
The popo.
The 5-0.
Shall we head back to the inn for now until things are resolved?
Yeah, I guess so. If you don't want to do anything.
As you guys are getting ready to leave, I see there's a couple of, you know, common folk kind of in and around the central room. And one of them is going to, it's a little packed here and there, so they're going to brush up against you kind of normally. But this one is going to shoulder check Jerry a little harder than normal.
John, don't make me kill commoners.
Make that your local bounty go up.
He's gonna turn and just apologize, like, oh, sorry, and kind of just grasp your hand slightly, and you're gonna feel this. He's pretty much gonna palm you a small piece of parchment, and then just kind of duck back into the crowd quickly.
Stick in my pocket.
And you guys are gonna leave the tower?
Well, right when that happens, I'll just turn back and do like a quick glance at Jerry and be like, are you okay?
No, let's go.
Do I need to go get him?
No, we need to go. Let's just go, please.
Okay.
Outside is pretty much the same scene as you had earlier. It's, you know, hustle, bustle. You can kind of see there's some guards handing out food to people who have nowhere else to go. And then you guys wind back up at the Blunted Tip with a quite intoxicated Goshen and a normal bow.
Who is currently on the floor with his eyes trying to be eye level with the bowl to see if the water has gone.
For the love of Thelm, what happened here?
I don't know. Thanks. We was drinking and talking and he's on the floor somehow. He's been getting closer and closer to the floor since we started.
All right, these guys are crazy. I'm going to turn away from them. I'm going to see what this thing was that guy just handed me.
Where have you fellas been?
We were just having a chat with some people back at the keep we just came from earlier.
Did you have a nice chat? Did you find out anything useful?
Well, I didn't chat, so I just stood there and looked menacing.
You do that a lot. Yeah, he is, isn't he, Goshen?
I'm going to straighten up with a little bit of pride.
All right, Jerry, as you open this parchment, you're going to see those gorgeously flowing letters. I know what you were offered. I can match plus incentives. And at the bottom, it's just going to be written VW.
Who the fuck is VW?
It's the elf lady, right?
The chain, tiefling. Or the tiefling.
Oh, yeah.
Tiefling chick.
No. What? She's crazy.
I mean, Skarn's a douche, yeah. So like...
Yeah, kind of, but not that big a douche.
Damn it, Jerry, swear your allegiance to a tiefling. What could go wrong?
He's the prettiest girl at the prom.
You know what? I already made a promise. I'm already gonna, as far as I'm concerned, I've already signed the contract, and I ripped this piece of paper up.
I'm just going to join the drunkards at the bar, I think. And, do I see that there's an open tab?
Yes.
I'll wave over William and just tap on the tab.
Goshen's got like 16 gold from that house that he nicked. So
yeah, I know. He's got all of the gold. I'll just say whatever's best.
He's just going to kind of nod and reach kind of under the bar. And he's going to pull out, he's got this nice tall mug, and inside is just a nice amber liquid. And as you drink it, it is cold.
Whoa.
Hey.
I think I'm just going to take a first sip and just be like, and then just keep going.
William's just going to kind of nod and just smile a little bit and make a little notation on the tab.
Orduk, you said you wanted to chat with my goat friend. Well, and I'm just going to look like, knowingly at Orduk, back to my side and then back to Orduk as if like, now's your chance.
I'm going to as soon as he says, oh yeah, he's like right there. I'm going to pop my divine senses and just reach out and see if I can sense anything. I just want to know if he's crazy or if he's talking to something that I can't see. So a strong evil registers like a noxious odor, and a powerful good rings like heavenly music. Oh, good lord.
That room starts to sink up real bad.
As you're reaching out to kind of get a sense, you get a little bombarded with a few things in the room. Three different auras. Two are very, singing high and, holy-ish. And the other, you're getting a little bit of a darker vibe from.
Is one of them standing next to Bo?
That is a kind of a holy vibe.
Huh. I think I'm actually going to make that reaction just like, sort of double take and be like, that's interesting. I'm going to look around for the thing that's putting off the evil.
It's me.
kill him with fire.
It is your hammer.
Oh, that makes sense.
I thought you wanted to talk to him anyway. What are you doing? He don't look best pleased with what you're doing.
Oh, interesting. Where is he? I can't actually see him at the moment.
Well, he's just down there. Oh, wait. No, he's gone again. It's something about you. It must be something about you. Because he was here all morning with Goshen.
I mean, I do get that reaction a lot. After he says he's gone, is the good presence gone from my senses as well?
One of the two good presences is gone from your senses.
What was the other one? Is that William? I'm just assuming.
No, that is actually coming off of Goshen.
Oh. Oh, right. Yeah. Is it a little wavy because it's drunk?
No.
Is there a place in this town that sells like plants that I can get plants from? Or, you know, materials, organic body parts, things like that.
But wait, what was that list again?
That's kind of a leap.
Plants, materials, or, you know, body parts, anything. Anything organic, really.
No, don't think so.
William's going to kind of just look and...
We have a herbalist, but...
Shut up, Williams.
I'm going to kick Gosha in a little bit.
Fall over.
There is a butcher as well.
I'd quite like to go to both of those places, but does anyone want to come with me?
Yes.
Oh, dear God.
I got to make it 2 hours, guys. Just 2 hours without us tripping off the GC.
Question real quick, Gershon. As you went to answer Bo, did you look at him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Why is that good?
Reasons for it to later become evident.
Okay. I jump up to my feet, like, kip up, lose my balance, stumble forward into Ordok, pat him on the chest, and right myself. Right.
In doing so, you also knocked over the bowl on the floor.
No.
No water fell out.
That's fucking weird.
What's that? You okay there, buddy? What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm fine. The bowl was...
Why were you drinking out of a bowl on the floor?
It was the goat.
There's no goat.
I'm drunk.
What do you mean there's no goat?
You told me yourself that he went away. There's no goat.
Oh, right. Yeah, I thought you were still going on about, you know, when we was in the forest and you was questioning whether or not he existed.
I mean, I still have many questions. Don't worry.
I mean, I have the same questions for you. You do know that, right?
About whether I exist or not?
No. You're a religious man, aren't you?
That's true. It's very true.
And you said to me, I just do whatever the goat tells me.
Yeah, I mean, you do, don't you?
Yeah, but what about you? What do you do? Haven't you got some fella that you just do whatever he says? And how do you know he's real? Do you know what I mean? And then I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk out the bar to go shopping.
Yeah, that could have turned into a really deep logistics of religion conversation.
Gershon, are you following Bo?
I take out my staff of the monkey, extend it so I have a walking stick, and then I stumble on him.
I'm going to look over to William and just say, can you put that on the room? We'll square up later.
He's just going to nod, of course.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. You can keep up to date with everything that we're doing by following us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Do or Dice Podcast, or come have a chat in our Discord server. All of our show notes, character sheets, and player bios can be found on our website at doordicepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the episodes, please subscribe to the podcast, and if you have time, leave a review as it helps others like you find our show. Thanks for all the support, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Same dice time, same dice channel.
There was a time when dragons ruled the sky.
What a good episode, as always. Go us. But hey, before you go, I'd like to steal another little bit of your time here and talk some more about Studio headphones. Whether you end up getting the Regents, Nivea, or Vasa, wow, what weird names, you won't be disappointed in the quality you receive. With most of their products clocking in at the $100 mark, a 15% discount adds up pretty fast. And honestly, they really are worth every penny, in my opinion. We don't want to load down your favorite show with ads, so in picking our partners, we always want to make sure that they are relevant to our audience, and I truly believe Studio headphones, at least in my opinion, make the experience of this podcast better. If I've convinced you at all to check out their site, linked in the description, and you end up buying a pair, use code DICE at checkout to get that discount and free worldwide shipping. You are all awesome, and we want to thank you for listening, and as always, thanks Studio for the sponsorship.
Rolling dice by hand is so difficult, and it makes my arms so tired. If only there was an easier way to roll dice. There is an easier way to roll dice, with a dice tower. A dice tower? What's that? It sounds like something that's cheaply made, and not very pretty to look at. Ha ha, you couldn't be any more wrong, small childlike voice. Wormwood Gaming sells high quality, wooden, dice towers, dice trays, and much, much more. You can find them at wormwoodgaming.com. And if you use promo code DOORDICE upon checkout, you can get free domestic shipping wherever you are in the U.S. That's what domestic means. Golly gee, this is so much better than rolling by hand. And it looks amazing, too. And it tastes good.
You probably shouldn't eat the... Never mind. Remember, that's DOORDICE upon checkout. DOORDICE.